Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I have a beef with cosmic crisp apples. Much like Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi and the Blues Brothers, I was on a mission from God. I'd been reading about cosmic crisp apples since their debut in 2020. They were expected to be a game changer in the industry. I saw full-page ads in magazines, the kind of ads you see in Variety and Vanity Fair when a movie is up for an Oscar. Clearly, this was a life-changing apple, and I had to try one. But lo, though I searched and searched, the days and weeks turning into months, and then years of eating inferior apples like some kind of peasant, I could not find a cosmic crisp, the apple bestowed upon us from on high. What exactly is a cosmic crisp apple? Cosmic Crisp, of course there's a website, is a cross between Enterprise and Honey Crisp varieties. I've never heard of an Enterprise apple, so I'll take their word for it. But Honey Crisp is the ultimate apple, fight me, so it had to be at least half good. Apparently, the Cosmic Crisp has been in development for something like 20 years. Big Apple is real, people. I picture scientists in white coats and goggles working day and night to make this apple, their frustration growing minute by minute. Damn it, Jenkins, there must be a way! I looked in every grocery store in a 20-mile radius, including the fancy grocery store where I always spend $1 million and was almost run over by Dick Goddard in the parking lot. But in the end, I had to go farther afield, to the really fancy grocery store in Worcester, which is where all the rich people from the elite liberal arts college shop. My bank account takes a hit just from looking at the prepared foods. Alarms go off if I touch the Brussels sprouts. This store has everything. You need a 50-pound wheel of cheese? We got it. You need every brand of sparkling bougie hard cider made by tattooed man-bunned hipsters? We got it. And so, as I step through the sliding doors, I walk straight into a cosmic crisp display because for some reason, this store thinks fruit is the way to lure people in. Personally, I'm more partial to donuts, but what do I know? As my eyes lit upon the giant cardboard sign bellowing Cosmic Crisp, I almost fainted. It was too much to take in all at once. There they were, the objects of my quest, each nestled in its own little plastic cup like movie stars flying first class. That was the first red flag. I think I heard angels sing as I picked one up and cradled it in my hand like a baby bird. And then doubt started to creep in. It looked like, well, it looked like an apple. A Honey Crisp apple, to be more precise. I didn't see the striking lenticels on the apple surface that reminded the tasters of outer space and the cosmos. Maybe they were eating more than apples, you know what I'm saying? And try as I might to avert my eyes, I eventually had to look at the price of these, the most perfect apples in the universe. $3 a pound. Okay, I could buy a couple. Four, to be precise. I got four Cosmic Crisp apples. And you know what they taste like? Apples. If you blindfolded me and put a Fuji, a Gala, and a Cosmic Crisp in front of me, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. In fact, they're inferior to Honeycrisp because they're a tiny bit grainy and lack that rock-hard crunch. Maybe the ones I got are old. Maybe they're depressed. I also thought they were supposed to be pink inside, which just added insult to injury. But I read a lot about apples, and sometimes I get confused. On a side note, I keep typing Cosmic Crips, which would be the name of my astronaut gang. The trip wasn't a total loss since I found the world's most delicious bread, Orlando Essential Multigrain. I've been eating the defective loaves that randomly end up at my local drugstore, and I needed a more reliable source. And a giant tub of Skippy peanut butter, which is the only peanut butter that should exist. I will not be reading replies to the contrary. My boyfriend mentioned in passing that he's not sure if he's ever had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And frankly, that might be a deal breaker. But he's from New York. People are different there. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.